Murkowski penned a lengthy op-ed on her website recalling eating lunch with a family who visited her office. They adopted not one, not two, but four children, and by all accounts seemed like any normal family. The parents are Alaskans, once in the National Guard. The parents are both women.
If one had gotten sick, the one who had adopted, the one who was not officially recognized as a spouse, all the love that she had given those children would not have been recognized by the law.
She says that experience, along with the growing acceptance of same-sex marriage throughout the country, forced her to reflect on her stance. She says the decision took about a year to settle on, and she's framing her new position in a conservative light.
Protection of freedom, government limitation in our lives, religious liberty, those are pretty conservative principles.
Many of her colleagues disagree. Arkansas Senator John Bozeman, a fellow Republican, says such a visceral issue like marriage is too serious for party principles.
I think it's beyond that. I think you have to look at what's best for families, you know, what's best for raising children.
Some observers say the political debate is over, that opposing gay marriage is a losing argument. But Murkowski says the debate is far from finished. Many are still wrestling with the issue. And some, like Utah Senator Orrin Hatch, have settled in opposition.
I just think once you change the definition of marriage, you're asking for it. And frankly, I've been for civil unions. I've been for trying to help solve this problem, but I just don't believe that should happen.
Just 2 months ago, the Republican National Committee affirmed its opposition to gay marriage. Murkowski, who supported Alaska's constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage in 1998, sought the advice of Republican Senator Rob Portman. She wanted to know how his constituents reacted when he announced his support for gay marriage in March. She says she's not looking to lead her party on the issue.
I did not make the announcement that I did in an effort to kind of start a parade. I felt it was important for me to be honest and clear with Alaskans on where I stood.
But she did make the announcement in advance of what is sure to be a major national dialogue on the topic. The Supreme Court is set to rule on two gay marriage cases as early as Thursday. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.